In the worst of the pandemic, many people relied on government assistance, like stimulus checks. And while that helped keep some people afloat, did it also cause inflation? For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Laura Veldkamp, professor of finance and economics at the Columbia University Graduate School of Business. Professor Veldkamp, thank you for joining us this morning. How much of an impact would you say did the stimulus checks have on our current inflationary cycle?
Hey, good morning. So that's an interesting question. It's kind of a funny one because it's sort of like asking, hey, my house just burned down and I just got a insurance check for my insurance company to compensate me, but now things in my house don't work really well. I wonder if it was the insurance check that caused all the problems. Well, you know, COVID-19 kind of burned down our economic house, and we got some help from the government to replace some of the funds that were lost when all that happened. But most of the problems in our economy have to do with the burning down of the house, the original COVID-19 problem, and not so much with the checks that were designed to help solve that problem.
And all of the things that happened during the pandemic to prop up the economy, we knew that this was going to happen. I mean, it's not like you didn't say, couldn't see this inflation happening down the road.
Sure. But I wouldn't say the stimulus checks are the primary cause of this. The primary cause of this is that business costs are going up. It costs about 8 times more now to ship a container of goods from China into the port than it used to. Workers want more pay, and maybe rightly so. They've been getting a bum deal for years, but all of this costs businesses more. Truck drivers are quitting in droves, and it's becoming very difficult to transport goods by land. So we're seeing shortages of inputs. We're seeing that goods are becoming more scarce and more expensive to provide.
And you mentioned that employers are having to pay more in the way of wages to attract employees. And we've seen a tremendous record numbers of people leaving jobs for better pay. How much of that has fed into inflation, wage growth alone?
Yeah, that's a huge one. So I think to the extent that stimulus checks are responsible for inflation, it's because they enabled people. They gave them a little bit of buffer to say, you know what? The job that I'm in is just awful. It's such a bad deal. I'm going to try out something else. I see tons of help wanted signs around. And so the fact that there were openings in some areas encouraged other people to leave their jobs because they were confident that they could get a new job if they needed it. And that stimulus check helped them bridge that gap. So a lot of workers have improved their situation dramatically. But of course, employers don't like this, right? They were pretty happy with the situation where they paid their employees very little.
All right, so we don't blame the stimulus checks for inflation. Do we need another stimulus check then?
Oh, we probably don't need another stimulus check. The economy is going red hot right now. Stimulate is not where it's at. We want to try to restrain the economic activity before inflation gets really out of hand. So that's what the Federal Reserve's been doing with some of their interest rate increases.
Professor, thanks so much for your time. Professor Veldkamp is professor of finance and economics at Columbia.